sunny and 70 today, Roger and JP. Sunny and 70 today, Roger and JP. Good friend of ours, Mike from Mike Sitgo. Good friend of ours, Mike from Mike Sitgo. Not too far down the road here. Remember, but it was maybe 10 years ago we did... not too far down the road here. Remember, but it was maybe 10 years ago we did 99 Cent Gas with him?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mike's been... At that
he's
time,
been a good guy. He's that, been a part, he was a part of the show. No. 99 Cent Gas with him?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mike's been... At that
he's
time,
been a good guy. He's that, been a part, he was a part of the show no, a long time ago.
I think at that time, was it $1.99? Wasn't it... Well, I don't know. You
that's
know,
when
it,
gas was $1.99. We did 99 Cent Gas.
Well, we did it a couple of times. We did it with Bill's him. Bill's Friendly and Albertson, and we did it with him. He's a pisser, man.
Well, yeah.
That's Father Jim's boy right there.
That's right. That's right. And Mike with his, what does he have, a Lebanese breakfast? Is that what it's called?
Get the Lebanese breakfast. It's unbelievable.
Well, he's had some lottery action at his gas station right down the road here. Oh, it was in the paper yesterday.
That's where the guy won it from?
Pretty good.
He won it from Mike Sitgo?
Yeah, the second million. He's a two-time scratch-off winner.
That is the thing. The guy who won, you're saying both scratch-offs were a million?
Right. Both 1 million. He got the $1,000 Week for Life scratch-off that he won. That's the one I believe he bought from Mike Sitgo.
That's a guaranteed minimum of a million, right?
Right. And then 4 years ago, he got a big check for the extreme cash prize of $1 million.
Right. I read the story, that's though. Cool. That one went to, like, his wife was sick, and she mounted all these medical bills. So basically, entire winnings, I guess, after taxes, whatever it was, went to pay her medical bills, and then she went on. She passed away.
Right, mm-hmm. She died of lung cancer.
Right, and now the son is saying that the mother made this one happen from heaven.
Oh,
you know what though, Brett? I want to see if we can line this guy up and bring him in. I would love to have him and Ted talk because, you know, Ted's got all these strategies.
Right.
Like, you got to feel the numbers. You got to feel a thing. I wonder if this guy is just going in all willy nilly and just buying scratch off tickets and he hit twice.
Right.
Or if he's got, like, what Ted does, you know, where he says, you know what, no, not that one that's right there. Give me, do me a favor, go up four, give me that one, and then put these in there and give them to some other schmuck. Right.
Certain stores, certain tickets, certain days of the week, who knows, maybe.
Right.
Are there certain guys you hold up, like, that accomplish, are there many people who ever do this?
No, I mean, that would be cool. It would be cool to talk of, and if he just says, I just go in there and just buy the first ticket.
It'll be a quick interview. It'll be a quick interview, yeah.
I do know that whenever I have one big... Like when I've hit the 500s, it's been on. I've walked in and just said one ticket. Just give me one ticket. It's never I'm sitting there and I'm playing one and then I say, oh, I lose. All right, let me buy two, three, four more.
You
it's always been the first one, at least for me.
You know what What sucks is because of where we live? In a lot of places in this country, that guy can win that $1,000 a week for life.
Right.
And...
be comfortable.
Be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 52 grand, you know, 52 grand, you can live in a lot of places on 52 grand. 52 grand here in a lot of places, you know, before taxes, barely covers your property taxes.
Is that what I was just going to ask, is that that's what you end up with or that's what it is before taxes?
Well, it's $1,000 a week for life.
Uh-huh.
So 1,000 a week is 52,000 a year.
Yeah, and then taxed.
And then, it gets taxed. Yeah, you know, it's not a tax-free. Like, nah.
It doesn't say here. I would imagine you could have taken, like, you could take the lump.
I'm not trying to...
probably, like, 520 or something.
I'm not trying to say I'm throwing shade, as the kids say.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
But
no,
it's
no.
Like, you know, it sounds right. Oh, my God, I got
that. I would take the 1,000 a week taxed, absolutely. But I can see what you're saying. It's not like he can just sit around and put his feet up and...
If that dude lived in, like...
marshmallows dipped in chocolate all day.
Right. If that dude lived in, like, Nebraska or Arkansas, like that, he'd be... He'd have the nicest camper on the block. You know?
Yes, he would. Well, that's pretty rare. Maybe get a picture of him, frame it, put it up on your wall.
Yeah. New idol.
The Ted Linder hero. Yeah, Ted's idol. It's 5:48.
Will you go to a place where you've heard somebody was a winner as far as the scratch-off goes? Well, because Mike's Sitgo is right here.
Now, I probably wouldn't go there now because the odds are less that you're going to have another big jackpot winner in the same store.
And now I've learned from Ted that on these scratch-offs, if there's only like three or four big winners total in the whole run of tickets, what are the odds two of them be in one place? Is that
right, of course,
saying?
Yeah. Like once you have
a
ticket,
but he can play a different ticket. I'm just saying, is that store...
Oh, I see. You play a different scratch.
In his mind... Yeah. Nothing really makes sense. It's just superstition.
Right. You know I probably wouldn't go to a store where they've had a big, big winner like that at a gas station, you know, or a 7-Eleven.
Got it.
Sunny and 70 today.
Congratulations to that guy.
Yeah.
Set as a roads.
Your BAB Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic making your way out this morning. LIE westbound as you make your way from the SAG at exit 53 down into Deer Park Avenue at exit 51. Got an accident there.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, it's 554. We're just talking about the guy who won his second scratch-off $1 million prize, this time at Mike Sitgo, right around the corner from us here in West Babylon. Ronnie Dogg is on the line. Hey, Ronnie, you got a question. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, JP, what's up? Ronnie Dogg. I just got a quick question.
Ronnie. Good.
What's up, Ronnie?
You just asked Ted if he would go to a place that had a big winner, and he said no. I mean, do you think the lottery tickets know where they're sending these tickets? Do you think they know where the winners are?
I think they do. I do, because otherwise, I mean, why would they not? I mean, like, hey, I wonder where that other big jackpot ticket is. That's not the question they want to have in their minds, because they're in control of this money in this game.
I disagree with you. And
somebody's got to know.
I disagree with you, and here's why.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody in the know would be telling their friends where it is.
That's what I'm thinking. You know,
somebody in the know, like, would be telling their friends where it is.
Yeah.
Abso-friggin-lutely. No question in my mind. Nowadays, nobody can be trusted with anything. Nobody. Exactly. I got a story about a judge who's got video. Judge. He had, like, criminals before him where he made deals with them. If he let them get them naked and spank them and shoot videos, he'd let them off.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
even
everybody
judges.
Is crooked. So if you mean to tell me the lottery guys know where the winning scratch-off tickets are and they're not telling their friends and family members, you're high.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie Dogg, for the question.
Right? I mean, do...
No, I don't agree with that at all.
How could
I think
you
there's
not
one
agree
guy
with
who
it?
Knows.
You agree with it?
No, I don't either. Like, say your buddy knows he works for the lottery and he tells you where the jackpot is going to be. They put it in Mike Sitgo. You still got to go in there and play a ticket and be lucky enough to get one out of the.
Think they don't have security?
I buy the whole roll.
You can buy it, but you don't know which game.
He does. He's saying the lottery guys know exactly which winning tickets from which game or at what place.
I think there's one guy. Who knows?
And I'm saying that guy would never keep his mouth shut.
Yeah,
and everybody
I don't
else
know.
Is stupid enough that they don't watch his friends.
I think they know where the tickets are going,
that.
Too.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Rock and JP.
Wow.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 559. The guy who won the second $1 million scratch-off ticket, good for him.
Right.
Big story, nice headline,
basically,
and a nice story for him.
The question that came out of that is, do you believe that the lottery knows exactly where the winning scratch-off tickets are for all the games? And I'm saying...
I think there's someone who has to
it's
know.
Dude, I'm telling you, if they did know, there's no way. There's no way they wouldn't tell friends or family members or a business associate or someone distant from them to go say, all right, New York Millions, the winning dollar ticket is at Hacha Stationery in Deer Park. And I'd be like, I'm going to buy the roll. And I'd go in there and I'd buy the whole goddamn roll.
Everybody's so dumb, they wouldn't know that you're a friend of his. I think they vet every high lottery official. There's only like a guy who knows, one woman, one guy.
Dude, they vet politicians all the time. They're all crooked as hell.
Easton, Jeremy, what do you got?
JP, you're absolutely right. You guys did that story about that guy cheating for the Powerball. The owner, whoever the creator of the numbers was handing out
you
know, all the numbers, and then the Powerball all of a sudden went up to $1 billion because nobody was hitting it.
And that's the
but
one.
Why did he get caught? Because they investigated him because there was too much sneaky stuff going on.
How many people are getting caught for this, dude? This lottery is a scam.
Dude, for every criminal that gets caught, there's thousands of guys doing the same thing that haven't gotten caught yet.
This is not Rodgeland where everybody gets along, dude, and everybody farts and smells like roses.
I mean, at this point, I'll take anybody on my team, and I appreciate your support, Jeremy. But
I can't believe you're taking Jeremy.
I can't believe how you can, like, not think that I'm, you, like, look at me like I'm wrong and crazy. I'm telling you, I think I'd be such a happier person living in your life.
I don't say everybody's honest and doesn't have those thoughts. I'm saying that the lottery is so much money. There's investigative things. People have been vetted. They have backgrounds. They know your list of friends. And you can't just go out and tell your friend. It's not that simple. Is everybody that stupid they'd let you do that? No. That's why I think there's at least a guy who knows exactly where the big ones are, because they have to be able to account for them. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger. G.
I don't mind you coming here.
EAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It is 6:04, sunny and 70 degrees today.
I love the way Roger just keeps saying, well, you know, they've been vetted, so nobody would be
crooked. I'm not saying
nobody
that means
would be crooked
honest.
Because they're vetted.
I'm saying what it means is a system in place so that the guy or committee that's in charge of distribution of the scratch-off tickets. Like, so they have some idea where the four big prizes are. They have, there's probably, there's got to be an investigation behind them with their list of friends. So, right. Like, you can't just, dude, who's okay. stupid enough to let people just go tell their friends where they think Rush. It is so the guy can go buy the whole roll?
Do you understand every little, like, you know, the house blank committee or whatever, the house this committee, the house that committee? Yeah. You know, all those, they've all been vetted, right? Mm-hmm. They've all been vetted. And you know what they do? Mm-hmm. They have these funds that they have to distribute. And you know what they do?
Right.
They distribute it to their friends.
Right.
And they do it long enough, and then they get caught. You know what happened, though? Mm-hmm. They were vetted.
Yeah.
And they were investigated.
Yes.
And then after a while,
it doesn't mean a guy will never do something dirty. That's not what that means. What it means is there's a system in place and somebody knows where those big tickets are. That was the question. Because I think the New York State Lottery says, well, you don't know where they are. If nobody knows where it is,
they shouldn't know where they are.
Now you wonder about the crooked.
No, the lottery should not know where the... Because if the lottery does know where they are, now there could be an air of impropriety. If there is a system in place where it's completely random and they just distribute it as they come out, then there's, you know what I'm saying? Then there's nothing to... The number to investigate. It should be random, just like the Powerball should be random, and it is random.
I think we have a store owner on the line. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Oh, good golly gosh. If you want to know about the lottery, you're talking to the right man. I am Amir Mack. The New York Lottery has the tickets printed by a company, and they tell them how many tickets they want, how many prizes, and it's all done by computer. No one knows nothing.
Ah, so you know this.
Of course, I sell the tickets.
Well, thank you, Amir.
You have a very nice day. Come again.
Hello, BAB.
Where's Ted? Does Ted go to Corey's Lucky Lottery Store in Wanta? They always have winners.
Yes.
Winners,
I believe he does.
Floors, and they're always. There's lots of winners out of that store.
I know Corey. I know he's got a small. He's not in the studio right now. He's about to come back in. I know he's got a small loop of places he'll go and buy his scratch offs for. I'm sure Corey's is one of them.
Yep.
Yeah. By where old Lilies used to be, the little Lilies.
Right. Thanks, brother.
See ya.
There he is.
It's a good spot.
That's your place, right?
That's one of the places I'll play. That's not the place where I go to regularly to play. But, they have smaller winners, but I don't know if they have... I mean, how many jackpot winners of that make the news have come out of that store? That's what I was saying. Like, if they had a big, big jackpot winner, like the, one of the ultimate winners, like... of the massive Powerball that we just sold. I don't know if I would go back there and buy another winning ticket, another ticket there.
Right. That makes sense.
But they have the smaller winners, of course. Every place is going to have those. And
it's all superstition.
And a lot of places that sell the tickets, they don't even know that they've sold a winning ticket because a lot of times people will go and they leave the store and they play somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only when they get a big jackpot winner does the store owner find out.
Right.
All right. There's everything we need to know about the lottery. 608.
Maybe that's your backup plan.
No kidding, right?
Maybe you could be the next Yolanda Vega. I'm Yolanda Ted.
Play at Corey's Lucky Lotto House and then go down and drink for the whole afternoon at Corey's Ale House.
Yeah.
It's all Corey's in Wanta.
Right.
608. That is a road.
Your VAB, Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Long Island traffic. Right now on the LIE westbound as you make your way down into Deer Park Avenue at exit 51. We've got police activity, an accident in the HOV shoulder that was wrapping up. The